so much wood crapping.
It's so pretty.
Which wood crapping?
Oh, my little
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the one and only Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing great. You having a nice day so far?
Yes, having the most fun day. We just went and did the Smith Sisters radio show on Sirius XM Radio Andy. It comes out tomorrow, so check that out. Really fun talking to those ladies. I really like them.
Yeah, they were great.
We found new besties.
New besties. We're going to hang out with them all the time. This is, of course, a big, big week for us because on Friday is the Golden Crappies. It's finally here. It's arriving. We can't wait to see all of your faces there in the crowd. Come join us. Go to watchacrappins.com to get tickets, either live or virtual. And don't forget that that virtual is going to be up, the stream, the live stream is going to be up for like 2 weeks. So that's really good for if you're on the East Coast, because our show starts at 8 o'clock out here. And, you know, 11 o'clock may be late for some of you, but also could be really fun. Late night party on the East Coast with the Crappies. That's at watchacrappins.com. Or if it's in the link in our bio for Twitter or for Instagram, etc. Looking forward to that. We have basically a day and change left to vote. Voting closes at the end of Wednesday. So go vote. Have your voice heard. Make sure that you vote for your favorites. All those good things. And then also, Thursday night's very exciting because it's the Traitors finale. And so we will be doing a very special Traitors finale bonus episode on Friday. So our bonus episodes are on Patreon. Patreon.com/WatchWhatCrappens. Get access to bonus episodes. Get access to video. Free newsletter, all those good things. There's also a Patreon pre-party happening with the Crappies that's happening on the roof of the theater on Friday. That's going to be quite excellent. So those are all the good and exciting things. Get ad-free, all those fun stuff. So with all that out of the way, let's move on to Below Deck Down Under for a very, very stressful episode of Ineptitude, of people being very slow at doing the simplest things ever.
Great episode. Loved it. I was laughing so my ass off. I've got a plant behind me, and I guess I moved it because it looks like I have a lot of ear hair coming out of my look.
No, it looks like you got one of those flowers.
Pluck me, pluck me, pluck me.
Looks like you got one of those flowers that someone attaches to their ear, you know, like you're on at a
luau. I do. Like I should have a drink with an umbrella in it.
Yeah.
Just doing a little dance on a stage. Okay, so Below Deck, here we are, Down Under. It is season 9, episode 4. Who knows what it's called? Who cares, really? God, the guests on this one. Jeez.
Wow.
I mean, how can you open with Real Housewives being as obnoxious as human beings can possibly be on a boat? Yet somehow this lady makes me crazier.
Yeah.
Than them. You don't know She's how to eat a piece worse. Of bacon? She's worse. She's worse. And she dresses like a dead person, which, you know, I mean, is that a thing now where people are like, just we're going on a tropical vacation. I want to look like a corpse. Just do my makeup as white as possible.
It looked sort of like she was auditioning to be an Amadeus or something, that like powdered white yes. makeup.
Yes.
I was like, what is happening here? I didn't understand it. And like the bacon thing really pissed me off. The bacon thing where she holds up she has a piece of bacon on her fork and she's like, I just don't even really know how to eat this. Use your knife. If you're not going to use your fingers, use your knife. Cut it like you would any other piece of food. Have you never encountered bacon before? Come on now.
Yeah, I was waiting for her to be like, well, the captain on the last boat we were on came and fed me this bacon. I mean, she's just one of those people who has to find a problem with everything. That's how she looks. You know, like she's better than everybody. And it's like, you're not, though. You're not. You can't even do your makeup.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's because she didn't have a place to sit and do her makeup, because she's like, there's no makeup desk for me here. So
no, because she was like that at home, too. Remember when we saw, this is the first people that we saw at their own homes with their, you know, stupid cats and their stupid animals. Even their animals were stupid. Their animals were like, they got the snottiest animals they could possibly get as well. But here we go. It's day one of the charter, 9 a.m. It's 4 hours until they get here. And Ellie has just met Ben in the galley. Ellie is still in some weird sparkle pink dress, like she's going to some kind of weird cocktail party for like girl power or something, like a hen party or something. And she's still doing her high voice where she's like, oh, hello,
it's me, Nice Ellie. It's just me, Nice Ellie. It's no problem with anybody. Hello, hello. You know, at the airport, Captain Jason asked me if I would like to work in the galley. At first, I thought, no way. Like, I don't know how to contribute to the galley at all. But I realized this is the way up in my alley. There's nothing I love more than finding a challenge and then conquering the challenge. I conquer challenge.
It's like, yes, Ellie, I can't wait to watch you conquer this one.
Yeah, she's really diving into it. And so then we see Mike and Eddie and Joao scrubbing. And Mike is like, the new steward speaks 7 different languages. And Joao's like, well, she's very clever, Mike. She's out of your league. We call her a real Zimten. And Mike's like, but I'm going to have to give it a blast. I'm going to have to give it a try. So then Daisy meets Ellie and brings her to Captain Jason. And Jason's like, sorry about the change of roles, but we knew you're desperate to be on TV again, and we thought, why not throw in the kitchen?
Yes, it is all right. I'm happy to adapt. I'm happy to learn and to go. That's me. Happy Ellie. This is how I will be all season long. Happy, happy Ellie.
Well, there's been a strong, you know, you've got Ben's a strong character in there, and you've probably worked in these environments, huh? You, and by these environments, I mean kitchens, right?
Nope, never been in a kitchen.
Well, surely you've got a kitchen at home.
Nope, no kitchen at home. Normally I eat Pop-Tart.
All right, well, you've seen a kitchen.
No idea. What do they do in kitchen? I'm ready. I'm ready, whatever it is.
All right, well, get in there.
I love a challenge.
So she has to go in there and meet Ben. And Jason warns her. He's like, this man is terrifying. Good luck. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, I'm able to brush off. And I really want this to be a strong team. So don't worry about me. I'll barely coming to do the. So she goes in to meet Ben. Oh, no. Well, first Ben is talking to Daisy. And he's like, well, I don't even know what a title is. I'm so confused right now. I don't want to say sous chef. I was thinking just holly buns. Is that a title?
I was thinking of calling her Monkey Lumps, but I don't know if she'd like that very much. So Ben is like, it's like, maybe I'll call her Chef's Assistant. I like that quite a bit. He's starting again with someone who's apparently has no kitchen experience. It's like starting again after you've paid $50,000 for a wedding you never got to attend. It's actually pretty daunting. And I'm sensitive now because I'm always 1 second away from the looming future outbursts. I need to finesse this one. I need to make sure that she caters to my sensitivities. Oh.
Did you see Ben's ex-fiance came out on TikTok or something with her expose?
What did she say? Ben.
She was like, hi, you guys. Like, I'm a nobody. Nobody knows who I am. But I just had to come on here and defend myself because Ben's lying about me. I never cheated with his friends. He doesn't even have friends. I don't even know him. I didn't even know his name was Ben. Basically, just kind of denying everything that he said. And then Kate Chastain put out some tweets that were like, oh, yeah, well, I've got the receipts, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Or as Kate would say it, I've got the receipts. So...
Yeah. I'm already bored. I'm bored by your video.
Yeah. Yeah, so who knows? But I don't know if she's telling the truth or not, but team ex-fiance. I'll say that.
Yeah, probably. I'm just going to assume ex-fiance is correct.
Yeah, see. I'm just going to go with that. So Ben's like, oh, yeah, she's got no kitchen experience, but let's see where we go. So Alicia is cleaning the bar and Mike's nearby. So they're talking and she's like, I don't know anything about this bar. I mean, if I leaned on it a bit, is that OK? And he's like, 100% thing is I'm supposed to be next to you, but I've been on the interior longer and I enjoy doing the bar work. I mean, the bar work is probably one of my favorite places. You're going to love the bar work. You get to talk to people. Lots of birds come to the bar. Lots of birds at the bar, girl. You know, last charter we were a man down, so with Alicia joining the interior team, I'm really, really hoping that'll relieve some of the pressure. In me nuts. That would be nice. In me nuts, get it? But I want to spend a little more time on deck, though. I'm supposed to be catching rays of the sun, interacting with the guests, you know, broing with the bros as bros do.
Yeah, he's really, he's hankering to get out onto the deck, and so, we see flashbacks of the housewives being like, you're so funny. You're really funny, Mike. Mike, you're the best. Oh, you are quite funny. So Mike is like, Alicia, there's a few toilets down there with your name on it. That's my joke because I want to go outside.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then he's like, Alicia, do you want to be like Batman and Robin with me? And she's like, I don't understand what that is. Are they at Whistler? So then we cut to Ellie and Ben in the galley, and Ellie's like,
Okay, Chefy, I'm reporting for duty. Very happy to do this. Okay, what is this, telephone?
That is the biggest knife you've ever seen in your life. Don't hold it up to your face. By the way,
all
did
right,
you see
now.
That cleaver? That cleaver. Did you just see it? It was the size of a guillotine.
The cleaver was humongous, and it looked like she was cutting like a quesadilla. And it was as big as a guillotine. It was gigantic. She's like, oh, just me cutting little quesadilla with biggest knife in the world.
That's how I do.
I know. She was just really attacking it. So Ben's like, all right, well, I don't like the term galley hand, so I was thinking I would call you snuggle chunks or maybe caramel blobs.
I've got a name tag being made up for your room. It's going to say sugar tits. Does that work for you? Oh, that's all right.
How about treacle buns? Treacle buns.
It's coming up with something, maybe monk fruit mandibles. Maybe that'll work.
Potato joints. How about that?
Okay, no, chef assistant is cool.
He's like, okay, because I don't want to call you sous chef, because that's where we went wrong last time with Dum Dum over there. So yeah, look at her, look at her.
Oh, yes, yes, hello, hello, Alicia.
So Ellie says, that term that would be very useful on me if I was sous chef.
I don't know what was going on here, but I am a very sensitive person. You know, I'm not a very sensitive person. I'm from Balkans, so I'm not used, so I'm very used to tough love. I've never been coddled. I don't even know what that's about.
Yes, Ellie, famously not sensitive at all, definitely took it on the chin with her thick skin when Joe Bradley last season made out with Brie instead. Ellie was totally chill with it.
I've never been coddled.
Coddled? You've never been cuddled? Well, we could change that, right?
Coddled. I said coddled.
But were you cuddled?
Oh, you.
Isn't it amazing how Ben's energy is so different with somebody when he wants to stick his penis in them?
100%.
He's ridiculous. So she's looking a little awkward at him, like kind of getting an idea of what she's going to be dealing with here. And she tells us,
oh, Ben slid into my DMs one time. He said he was a big fan of my pictures, so that was good. You know, it's been really awkward if I ended up working for him after we had hooked up in any way. So I'm glad that did not happen.
He's like, all right, well, your duties are basically to keep things clean, organized, and look adorable, right?
That's all you have to do. She says, well, eventually I was thinking I could help with crew food. And he's like, oh, that's what you're going to do today with honey buns. So she's like, oh. So Joelle walks in like, hello, messenger from Zim here. How are you? And Ben's like, well, if you see a big sweaty monster in the fridge, that's Joelle. He's the first mate, but he's actually a captain in his own right, Joelle. I was like,
no.
Why did this feel mate. Like it was some like musical at like high school musical? Like the captain walks in, and if you happen to see a handsome man, that's the captain. There he is right now.
His captain name's Joao. Wow. He's a first mate, but he's a captain in his own right.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, mate. I'm just here trying to do a job because we have high seas to sail, and we are going on the high seas and finding things, and we will find some treasure and some booty, but if we don't get home, that's quite all right. I have a lady on every island.
Not only is he a first mate and a captain in his own right, he's also a good friend of mine.
Thanks, mate.
And then we go to Jenna and Alicia cleaning a guest room. And she's like, so you and Ben then, huh? And Jenna's like,
me and Ben? I think he's cute and quirky and all. I really don't know much about me and Ben.
It was like the return of Darby from...
Yes, that's what I thought too.
From Dobby.
When they say, when they show Daisy going, come on, Jenna. I can't understand a goddamn word you're saying. It I just was, thought of...
Darby.
Dobby, who got to speak up from Real Housewives of Cheshire, this girl Darby or Dobby would not say, like, you could not hear anything she would say, and it was like the funniest thing. It was just a, it was just this girl. It was just the sounds.
So yeah, they're talking.
She's like, me and Ben, well, I think he's cute and quirky and all that. But I think it's fun to just have, you know, a little flirt, right? It's like, and you, how are you and your boyfriend getting on? Have you had like any second guesses having a boyfriend while being on the boat? And she's like, I know exactly what you mean. And yes, I have. It's very difficult.
Yes. And then Jenna is like,
he says, someone is active on boat. You know, you tap, you smile forever.
I don't understand what you're saying, but if you ask if there's someone who's my type, I've got a bad poker face. So, no, there's no one who's my type whatsoever.
All right, we're one hour away from guest arrival. Dun, dun, dun.
So we go to Ben and Mike in the galley, and Mike's like, oh, Ellie, what was she like then? What was she like then?
Yeah, she's really nice. Really, really good, man. Let me tell you, she does a downward dog backwards off of a couch.
Is it even going downward at that point? So then Jenna is radioing Daisy and everyone, and basically they are there's a lot of radioing going on. I think this is when they're starting to get ready to for the guests to come in, you know. And no, it's not. I'm sorry. So a lot of things happen. Believe it or not, I actually watched the show twice last night.
Twice? Why would you do that?
Well, once was to watch the show, and twice was to find the fish for the fish report. So I basically watched it twice. So I feel like I was like, oh, I'm going to be great on this recap because I know it inside and out. And literally at the gates, I'm like, wait, what happened? Where's Mike? Where'd they go?
Well, don't worry. Ben and Ellie are prepping crew lunch, and Alicia is right outside. I just pronounce her name different every time. Alicia is right outside.
You know what? I put some energy into understanding how to say her name, because I could have sworn last week Daisy said Alicia. So I was like, oh, it's Alicia. But then this week someone said Alicia.
That's why I call her Alicia. But, you know, sometimes it's Alicia if I'm feeling fancy. So Ben's like, all right, let's make some sandwiches for the crew. All right, we can bang that out. No pun intended. Although, do you bang? Have you ever been baked? Cuddled? All right, we'll just drop that one, darling. All right,
do you separate the cutting boards by color?
Oh, well, we don't, because we just have to wash them really well because I'm colorblind, so it just doesn't help. You know, so listen, colorblind people don't believe in salmonella. All right, honey?
Are you actually colorblind?
He's like, I am, sugar tits.
Well, so how does the world look to you?
He goes, right now you look like a Martian.
A hot Martian? Please tell me I'm a hot Martian. Are you messing with me?
I am messing with you, but I am colorblind. That is the truth, little honey sugar face. She's like, oh, fascinating. It's like, oh, isn't it though? It is fascinating. Super fascinating. And so they're giggling, and Alicia is outside listening to them. She's like, why are they giggling?
I mean, it's almost like eerily happy. What's going on in there?
All right, well done. All right, look at that. First meal crushed it. All right, literally crushed Doritos with a piece of lettuce on top. They're going to love it. All right, let's get these out. Perfect. All right, you do things so quickly. You learn. You know how to learn.
You're doing great, Rhubarb Mounds. So then Jason radios everyone's like, all right, everyone, 25-minute warning until the guests arrive. So the guests are like landing in a plane. Somehow this woman's face is paler than it's like, did she spread cream cheese on her face? Was she doing some bagel cosplay?
Is she pretending that she's a pool cue and it's almost time to shoot? Like, what is happening?
She's doing her kink is pool cue. I mean,
is someone going to come put their hands all over their face before they do gymnastics at the Olympics? Like, what is happening?
Is she about to dangle from a ring with her teeth? Why is her face full of powder?
Did somebody use her face to clean off a chalkboard?
Does she have a massive cocaine problem? So they're arriving, and then Ben is like, well, I was looking at pictures of Slovenia. It's gorgeous. Does it snow there? That must be beautiful.
Yes, yes, we have a very strong ski team. Skiing is a bit like in Slovenia. It's very big. That's why I never ski, but if you need me to ski right now, I will ski. I will do that for you. I overachieve.
I'm just here to please. You need a skier. I will be skiing.
Like, okay, calm down.
So he's like, all right, well, we've got time. You know, everybody else is getting in their whites, but let me tell you one thing, in this kitchen, we've always got plenty of time. All right, sweet, sweet.
Yes. No rush whatsoever.
Never a rush.
So the guests are approaching, and then they're all like, oh my God, there's the boat. Is that the boat? That's the boat. So then everyone is like, everyone's like rushing because they're already late as it is as a group. But then Ben and Ellie are just still in the galley, and they're just like, they're not listening to the fact that they're being summoned into the main salon, and they're just gabbing and gabbing and gabbing. And then suddenly they realize, and then they're like, they run out, and Ben gets his coat and everything, but Ellie's like cramming herself into the skirt that doesn't even fit. And I was like, okay, this is just editing. They'll be fine. They'll line up right there as the guests get there. But no, the guests basically show up and there's no one standing out there.
And the little bridge thing to like the whatever, the pathway to come up onto the boat is not even drawn, you guys. Or it is drawn. It is drawn. It's not put down. And so the guests are just staring there at that. And Captain Jason's on the radio like, oh, I don't care. You can get here by airway. You can get here by sailway. I don't care how you get here. Just get here if you can. All right. Thank you, Alita Adams. Love you for that.
All right. You know what? We need to start the charter team together as a team and front and center, ready to go. This is unacceptable. So then he welcomes them and they're like, where is this? What's going on here? This is what's going on. No, we're the only ones here. Well, don't let it happen again. Okay, guys, don't let it happen again.
He's making a joke. And Jason's like, I understand there's been a couple of changes in the galley. However, I expect more from Ben. Ben should be ready to go. All right, this is where I get the shits. Because if we start strong, we finish strong. We start like this, I'm going to have a trail of poo-poo coming down my leg into my sock. And I do not like changing my socks.
That trail of poo-poo will be traveling farther than me when I got caught in a current and had to be picked up by a fishing boat. Don't worry, you'll hear the whole story later.
He apologizes to the guests and then he's like, all right, we're here now. Now everything on your preference sheet, we'll now attend to. We've got it all. Yeah, come on and get your champagne if you want to follow me in here. Do it.
Starting strong. So Joelle's like, okay, everyone, you go to there, you go to the left, you go to the right, you do a little dance, and I'm going to go look at something that's metal. Okay, everyone, Zimbabwe. And then the rest start going, Daisy starts taking one on a tour, like, here's a bedroom, here's another bedroom, and that's another bedroom. What else do you want from me?
Each one of these little cubicles is one more place for you to make me fucking crazy.
So, Jason goes up to Ben in the galley and Ben's like, I'm sorry, man. I'm just a bit more sensitive these days since I spent $50,000 on a wedding that I couldn't even attend.
All right. Well, I need you to start thinking ahead. Yeah. Well, it's a lot of discombobulation. I'm not used to it yet. You know what I mean? I've had to explain what colorblindness is to someone from Slovenia. Do you understand how that goes?
Do you know that they ski there? So Ben is like, Jason's like, all right, it's okay. It's really good. I really appreciate you, Jason. I really do. Really. Okay, you're gone now. All right. I'll just sit here quietly. All right.
So tour continues and the primary, Annette, is like, there's no makeup table in my room. You do not need any more makeup. Okay, this is called an intervention. There was a makeup table and they saw your ass coming down and they got rid of the makeup table. Okay, that's why they were late. No more makeup for you.
Lady, you can have more makeup.
God.
But the thing is, the problem is that we just no more of the white powdery foundation. That's it. You can do other things, but you're cut off from the white foundation.
The coalition of Marcel Marceau has come to take back the makeup table.
The French Revolution called and they want their supplies back. So...
The cast of Haunted Mansion was like, we're running out of makeup.
So Jason is like, all right, Batul, take the line in. She's like, cool. Take the line in. So she's taking the line. She's like picking it up and just putting it down, picking it up and putting it down. She can't understand what he's saying. So she's like, And then Joao is telling Jason, they just help with this line situation. And, you know, Jason's getting annoyed that Batul's like, being a little slow on the uptick and doesn't seem to be able to follow. And Batul's just like, everything will be fine. Everything will be fine. She tells us, I think my English is good enough, but I have to deal with different accents. And sometimes it triggers me. I want to do like, boom, speak proper. But, you know, because there's a Zimbabwe accent and there's Australian and there's Mike's British accent. And with each one, we see an example. And the truth is, like, I don't know how she does it. I really don't. Because, you know, Joao's like, no, 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 put side of me. Here we go. Like her. And then there's like, oh, all right, grab the Sheila over there and put her over the loo. And then there's Mike like, it's like, how does she do this? I don't know.
It gets to Mike and all she hears are boobs, 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 birds, boobs, boobs, boobs. She's like, this is hard. And the producer asks, who is the hardest to understand? And she's like, oh my God, Jenna, girl, move your lips. And then we see the flashback of Jenna walking by Daisy, and she's like, I cannot understand a goddamn word you're saying, girl.
Dobby, speak up. So, yeah, she's
now
like,
Daisy
yeah.
tells Mike to go on his 2-hour break, and we go to the Ben and Ellie in the galley, and he's like, well, I'm not sure about our charter, guess. I didn't like the way he said, don't let it happen again to Jason for 5 minutes late. I mean, that unnerves me, by the way. I do not like that. I do not like being called out by guests.
Yeah. So now he's all unsettled, and he's like, first charter, they did not give a toss. Like housewives don't care about food because they're a bit too busy arguing. Stupid women. These guys, they have standards. I'm like, shit. Like, firstly, don't be fooled by my confident facade. I'm a nervous Nelly on the inside. Can't you tell?
She's yes, like, we've got this. We've got this. Positive affirmations. We've got this, buddy.
So we go to Daisy and Joao talking. She's like, it's probably going to be 3:45 when they go off snorkeling because lunch is at 2:30. I'm going to send Mike with you. Is that okay?
He's like, well, it would be nice to teach. I'm a little more on deck, you know, maybe having a little bit more out there. I'm really getting used to the smell of Aquanet.
100%. Always ask me if you need them. So then Jenna goes up to Daisy and is like, compare. She's like, what? What are you saying, Jenna? You have to speak up. Compare. You want a, Annette wants a Campari? Okay, thank you very much.
But, well, unfortunately, I'm not able to get fresh grapefruit. You watch your mouth, young lady.
Jason radios the deck to get ready, and it's anchor time. And now Eddie like tries to turn the anchor, and something comes off, and he's like, wow! Wow!
Wow!
Almost dies, but it works out. Then Jenna is serving Annette her drink, and Annette's like, oh, can I have a straw? Yeah, I mean, the umbrella's cute, but you can't drink from an umbrella. So, yeah, a straw would be good. I don't drink from umbrellas. So if you have a straw, that would be good. Any straw that's not an umbrella, just concentrate on that. That would be great.
She's going to regret that because that's all she wants at the end of the episode is an umbrella. So now at 227.
No kidding. She got her karma, huh?
She really
That's
did.
That's a good point.
Now it's 227, and the truth is there's no place like home. And the guest asks,
oh, Mary.
No place like home.
Oh, Mary. Lester.
You were never alone. I watched an episode of 227 very recently, like 3 weeks ago.
Does it hold up?
Yeah, it does, actually. But what was very funny was that Lester went to the hospital in the episode, and then there was like an attendant doctor, and she was like this young lady with long hair, and everyone was like, you're the doctor? And they were like not happy with it. And I was like, gosh, she looks familiar. Guess who it was? Rita Wilson. A young Rita Wilson on 227.
Wow.
227 is where all the stars begin. I'll tell
That's
you
where
much.
Everybody made it. Yeah.
Everyone
that was
made
their
it.
School. Rita the Wilson. School of 227.
Who'd have thought?
I miss that show. I wish Pearl could be on this show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the boat. Daisy's going to give you a tour. I'm sorry we're out of grapefruit. Blame Mary.
I'm concerned for Marla Gibbs. She's old now. I mean, she really is up there. I mean, how old is she? She is 94 years old. God bless her.
Holy Marla.
God bless this lady.
You go, girl.
What an icon. What a wonderful person. You know?
Yeah, I love her. Yeah, she's a classic. Flo. Yeah. Okay, so... they get their drinks and stuff and they're waiting for lunch. And someone's like, well, they didn't have fresh grapefruit. Oh, good. So I'm waiting for a straw to drink some bottled grapefruit. Wow, that's great.
Wow. So they're really, Annette does not like this bottled grapefruit juice. And then we cut to the galley and Ellie is like, I like pears. And Ben is like, oh, so you're partial to pears. Leafy brows. Well, lovely. I have a pear partiality as well. Ooh, do you like to sort your pears by color? Ooh, sorry. Sensitive topic.
You know what I love the most about the pear? Their color. Oops.
Have you ever gone skiing with pears? I have many times in Slovenia. Oops, sensitive topic.
Well, I just so happen to have a pear partiality as well, darling.
I just like that. I have a pear partiality. It's the name of a band. Pear partiality.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
partially.
So we go to the guests. They're still bitching because they're waiting for food. And then Daisy comes to the galley and she's like, did you hear that? Did you hear that? They're ready for lunch. I'm going to go up and speak to them now.
I'm just moving slowly, Daisy. All right. It's slower days here, Daisy.
So the guests are asking for drinks and Jason's instructing the crew. And Batool is still having trouble understanding. It's a big Batool episode.
Big Batool. I love Batool, by the way. This is a big Batool episode, but also, like, I love Batool now. It was like, it really worked for me. I was like really into her story and I love her energy. So yeah, big Batool fan over here now. If anyone wants to know. And meanwhile, Jenna, if anyone wants to keep updates on where Ben stands with
big
various
Stan. Batool Stan on the
Batool.
Loose.
Batool.
What would a Batool Stan call themselves?
Batool, Batool.
Batool Bottoms?
Batools. Batool Sheds?
Batool Sheds. Batool Times.
Batool Time. Batool. Do you know what I'm really doing right now? I'm not even going to lie. Huh. I'm seeing if like there's some weird, divine, strange thing like that someone from 227 is like their birthday today. Because I feel like it's someone's birthday. I feel like it's going to be some weird thing where it's going to be like Brenda's birthday. I'm forgetting her name. Very famous actress. About to win an Oscar. What?
Blevin?
Brenda Blevin. That would be great too. I would be open to her breath. It's Paula Zahn's birthday. I just want to point out. Happy birthday, Paula Zahn.
Well, I don't need to hear another happy birthday for as long as I live, but you do whatever you want, darling.
Happy birthday to you, Brenda Blevin.
Oh, well, for my birthday, I found out that I've got a daughter. I didn't even know about her.
I'm terribly sorry, but today's not my birthday.
Are you sure about it? I see that it actually is.
Oh, God, I forgot. I forgot all about it.
If you haven't watched Secrets and Lies, someday we'll just have to do a Secrets and Lies recap. We just have to do it. We'll do it as a big, like when the schedule is slow, we're just going to sit down and we'll do a four-part recap of Secrets and Lies.
Well, I've got an announcement today. It's not Brenda Blethyn's birthday, but I can tell you whose it is. It's Kristen Davis's birthday, Emily Blunt's birthday. Who else's birthday? I don't know because I'm not going to pay to look at cleveland.com.
Well, aside from Paul Lazan, it's also Edward James Olmos's birthday, Barry Bostwick's birthday, and also the birthday of no one else interesting. This is a real
name. Well, Steve Jobs. It's Steve Jobs' birthday, isn't it? Hello, happy birthday, Steve Jobs. Thanks for what you did to the iPhone.
Steve Jobs. It's also the birthday of, congratulations, Beth Broderick, whoever you are.
Congratulations to Spider Sammy, a Roblox star, and Floyd Mayweather, who's probably not very happy being on the list of someone named Spider Sammy, eh?
It's also the birthday of Billy Zane and Gillian Flynn, and also...
You're really struggling.
I think that's about it. There really is quite a dearth of notable birthdays today.
How dare you? Steve Jobs. I mean, there's some big ones. Floyd Mayweather, Steve Jobs.
Some days have just like, it's like, oh my God, and this person too, and this person too. And there's like literally Earl Sweatshirt.
Earl Sweatshirt.
You're not going to be happy until it's like park overall. That's it.
Really
so Jenna
not.
Comes downstairs. Daisy's doing laundry, and Jenna's like, "All right, now I have to do some Moscow mules for everyone, plus one Bloody Mary."
When Ben is late, it means they're bored, and we've already been late greeting the guests, and now we're late for lunch, and the pressure, and the stools to keep these guests happy. I can't take it.
And so downstairs, Ben is like, "Oh, you, hey there, monk fruit man." I've already said something with monk fruit. I won't go back there. But
really on the monk fruit.
Really got. I'm really obsessed with monk fruit today. All right, coconut clavicles, let's get to it. Your energy's good. I can tell it's good for me. You know, because when I grew up in kitchens, they were brutal. I got a hot frying pan thrown at my head, you know. So be grateful. I'm a nice man, a very nice man when I'm talking to someone I want to bang.
That's right. So Alicia and Jenna are by the bar, and Jenna is like, you know how to make a bar? What? Blah, 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 blah. Oh, you know how to make a Bloody Mary? Of course I do. It's my favorite thing to drink. Okay, one part kiwi, one part turpentine, one part drywall. There you go, Bloody Mary. Oh, you really aren't very good at this, are you?
Have you, this is another thing I saw on the internet this week was so funny. There was a Reddit thread saying, oh, I've got a, not conspiracy, but I've got a theory that Alicia isn't her. That Alicia is not even Alicia. Alicia has a twin sister. So this person is guessing that the twin sister, Alicia was like, fuck this. I'm in love. I'm in Whistler. You do it for me. And the sister wow. came on and took her place. And that's why the sister didn't know anything in the kitchen. Because Alicia wasn't completely incompetent last year. She didn't know much, but she was, you know, she could do stuff. And this one doesn't know how to do anything. So people are saying they think the twin sister came on and stole the job. I doubt that that's true, but God, I hope that's true. Wouldn't that be amazing?
That's so devious and so low stakes Hitchcockian.
I would it's love like, that.
I mean, it's like that one season of Big Brother where they did that, where they had twins swapping in and out. But like that is, I'm going to say that. That's what it is. That this is her, it's not her evil twin. It's just her dumb twin who just has no idea what to do in the kitchen. Because that's wild.
Yeah. Yeah. Love it. So Daisy, oh, we already did that. So Ben's like, all right, most chefs are mean. You're lucky I'm not mean. Now, listen, now I got hit in the head with the pen and not only did it hurt, golly, we're ready to go. But I'm not, don't listen to that. I'm in the middle of a story. You don't have to listen to that. Alicia, can you go down and start running the food when it's ready? Please.
So Gally is just like, you know, they're just chatting away in the galley. They're just chatting, ignoring Daisy. And Ellie's like,
when I was 8, there were bombs falling from the sky. So I'm very sorry about the pan that hit your head because we had bombs and mortar and shells and buildings falling on us. But anyway, tell me more about your pan story. That's very fun.
This was such a funny throwaway. I mean, it's so dark, but it was just so funny because he's like, when I was a child, I didn't have much support. She goes, well, when I was 8, there were bombs falling on my head. So quick new? And then they just cut away. It's like, oh my god. And Ben's like, what did she say on the radio? She's like, I don't know, did you hear me talk about the bomb falling from sky? So Jenna serves drinks and Annette's like, oh, this is spicy and it's sweet. I'm gonna need to see the bottle this came in. I want to see the ingredients, okay? And so Jenna's like, Daisy, lady would like to see the ingredients of the Bloody Mary. She's like, oh, go fucking annoying. God damn it, Marcel Mosso, motherfucker.
So Daisy brings the Bloody Mary ingredients, like a tray of the Bloody Mary ingredients up. And this girl, Annette, is just so dumb. She's like, she picks up the bottle of Worcestershire sauce, which, by the way, is like in every Bloody Mary. She's, oh, it was, well, she goes, it's the Worcester sauce because I think you pronounce the town as Worcester, despite the fact that it's spelled Worcestershire, but the sauce I think you call Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
Don't you call the sauce Worcestershire sauce? But the
I call it Worcestershire sauce.
So she's like, it's the Worcestershire sauce. That's what it is. Lady, Worcestershire sauce is not sweet. That does not make it sweet. That's, what are you talking about? It's umami.
She's crazy. I know, she's crazy. An idiot. And that's what I love about people like that. They're acting so snotty. Like, there's something only I can taste because I have a palate, you guys. We're rich. So please bring me all the ingredients so I can discover what you're putting in this. Oh, it's the Worcestershire sauce. Of course. You don't even know what you're talking about, you ignorant fucking pale face. Shut up, ghost face. Shut up.
Yeah, she, like, the fact that she thinks like that, she's acting as if like, oh, they must have put this sauce into this Bloody Mary. They made it differently. It's like, no, this is, it's a fundamental ingredient to Bloody Marys.
Yes.
Stupid face.
So down in the galley, Ellie's like, oh, these knives are horrible. I'm sorry. I'm trying my best. He's like, no, you did well, which I'm only saying to ready your womb for my penis to enter. I was like, thank you. So Daisy comes in and he's like, hold on, Daisy. Meanwhile, the guests are upstairs like, I am so hungry. Oh my God. My stomach needs food more than my drink needs a straw. Guess who uses umbrellas to drink? Am I right?
Just a little update. It's not Worcester sauce, but it's Worcestershire sauce. It's not Worcester sauce though.
Worcestershire sauce. Dumb.
But the point is, she was saying Worcestershire sauce. She was saying Worcester sauce, and we were saying, no, it's Worcestershire sauce. It's just
Worcestershire sauce.
It's Worcestershire sauce. Worcestershire sauce. But it's not Worcester sauce. The point is,
I didn't say it was Worcester sauce. Don't drag me in the Worcester sauce. Apology.
I said it with authority.
I have to apologize for enough without being dragged into a Worcester scandal.
Worcestershire. I'll tell you who's the Worcestershire. Sheeshire is.
David.
Oh, we're ready. Stop making jokes about Worcestershire sauce down there in the galley. We need to serve lunch. He's like, hold on one second. I'm just looking up for the fourth time how to pronounce this word. No, the guests are hungry. They need to be served. So they're all up there hungry and angry and in one case, surprised that there's Worcestershire sauce in her Bloody Mary. Will they ever be served?
Like, what are we having, a liquid lunch? Oh, geez.
So Jenna brings guests some Moscow mules, and now the food starts coming finally. And meanwhile, Eddie's asking for life jackets for people that can't swim. And Batul's like, what? What did he say? What did he say? I can't hear. That's not good.
Yeah, I'm about to say, when it comes to life jackets, that's bad when it's like, yeah, I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, so then the guests are eating, and of course, someone's like, oh my God, it's Annette. She's like, yeah, these noodles aren't really my cup of tea. And I like that nobody really followed her, because I think a lot of times when the primary says stuff like that, other people will agree to make them feel better. You know, like, yeah, you're right. These noodles aren't great. But everyone else is like, no, these noodles are fucking amazing. What are you talking about? Even her husband's like, no, these are pretty good, Annette. She's like, how dare you?
No one likes Annette.
Ahead by not enjoying these noodles properly, and you're ruining it. You're ruining it.
These noodles aren't my cup of tea. Literally, I went to sip them and they were not tea. They were noodles. And I was really upset about that. Oh my God.
I would really like some instruction on how to drink these noodles.
I think everyone else there is friends with the husband. They probably have worked with the husband or something. It seems like they can't stand her. Later on in the episode, when they go to the beach, they all essentially leave her behind and go to the beach bar to be away from her. So, you know.
Yeah. When she's like, I'm dying. They're like, good. Thank God we're around some sand. Just bury her now.
I know. So Daisy is running the food. And then I like that Daisy leaves the galley going, everything's so slow. Like, they can obviously hear it. She's like, it's just so slow in the galley. It's just so slow. 5 feet from Ben.
So she serves a scallop cake. And everyone's like, oh my God, this scallop cake is amazing. Holy shit. Is it my birthday? Put a candle this and get me a scallop cake. What's it? Brenda Bletherton's birthday, right? That's today. They're like, no, it's Marla Gibbs. God, she's still with us. Good for her. And then it just cuts to Annette, and Annette's like, yeah, I like scallops in their whole form. Not like this.
It's just so dumb. I mean, I get it. If maybe you're not someone who enjoys the cakes. Oh, my God, Ronnie.
What?
Brenda Bletherton's birthday was earlier this week. I knew there was someone's birthday around.
You felt Brenda Bletherton's birthday.
I suddenly realized when you mentioned Brenda Bletherton this time, I was like, wait a second, why are we not looking up her birthday? Her birthday is February 20th. And for a moment I thought, oh my God, it's February 20th. Oh my God, there it is. Glad we could figure that one out. Okay, but God, yeah, she's being so stupid about this scallop cake. I mean, it looked
delicious.
You know,
if it's one thing, look, I don't know about a scallop cake in general. Like, that sounds gross to me. Me and you just had a conversation about scallops the other day because we were at a food festival. And, you know, I was like, I don't really like a raw scallop. It's like a booger. It's like a cold, slimy booger. I don't like it. But I love a cooked scallop. You know, we had that discussion. It's not like it's crazy to say that. It's just that every little thing that comes to this lady, she's just like, oh, look, I'm so smart, so much smarter than you because I'm not into scallop cakes. You guys are heathens.
Yeah, she says it in a way like it's almost like from McDonald's. Like, I prefer it. And it's like more and it's in its full form. I guarantee that cake is delicious. It probably has little pieces of corn in it. It's lovely.
Congratulations, you've reached the end of part one of a two-part recap. For part two, go look for the recap that says part two. See you over there, suckers.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber Way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
We never miss our call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with
Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's not a McBee, she's a McBride. Jess McBride.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Aren't you glad it's Marianne Arns?
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
Make way for AJ Lopez.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher. Hoggle your horses, it's Christine Hoggle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.